What's up, Raider Nation? What about that Super Bowl, though? Nothing better than seeing the Patriots lose. That was a pretty good game, I thought. It wasn't bad at all. Outcome was the outcome that I did not expect, but hey, $50 I lost. I bet with my mom. Best $50 I've ever spent, so it's not bad. So offseason-wise, listen, if Philly can win a Super Bowl, we can win a Super Bowl. They won with a backup quarterback. Come on. It's a crazy run, and beat the best team in the league. So, it's crazy, craziness. So why can't we do that, you know? We're the Raiders. We got, bad defense, but Philly's always been known for their pretty bad defense. Their defense was pretty, they stepped up today this year, but they had scoring turnovers. That's a big thing on defense, is scoring on turnovers, you know what I mean? So we could get that easily. In our news, we dropped Amerson, which I think was a was good. The Raiders have had cornerbacks that just digress in time. Nnamdi wasn't until he went to Philly, but Stanford Rout, Philip Buchanan, DJ Hayden never really did anything. You guys remember Chris Johnson got a contract 1 year after he tore it up. David Amerson is another one. David Amerson was one of those guys that actually looked like a bright spot in our defense the year he came through in free agency. I think it was halfway through the year they picked him up from Washington, and he was tearing it up, getting picks, and then they can't play all of a sudden. I understand that pass rush wise they're not the best pass rush, but you still got to do your job as a cornerback, you know. And he was giving up everything. He looked like DJ Hayden Jr. out there, giving up passer ratings of 130 plus or something like that. Come on, bud. You can't every time, you're telling me every time they throw your way it's probably going to be a catch, and I'm not saying 50% of the time either. Geez. Come on, bud. Maybe age got to him. He's an older cornerback, but still, I don't think it was a bad loss. Not that we have depth at cornerback, and I think they're going to make a splash in the draft and maybe even in free agency. There's been news of Malcolm Butler coming over from the Patriots with their ordeal of benching him during the Super Bowl, which was ridiculous. And I don't even know what the back, there's two sides to every story, and I think Belichick's a dick, but he probably had something went down. You can't just bench the dude for something stupid. Come on, it's Belichick, so who knows. But that's a loss. But two big guys coming out of New England. That Butler, I think we could get for cheap. I don't know if you'd really want him. He's a younger guy, which is good, but we just need corners. So why the hell not, if he wants to play somewhere else. We'll probably have to play the Patriots next year anyways, and if we make the playoffs, it's a definite yes to have to play the Patriots. And then another guy from that I've been seeing that people have been whispering about coming over from Oakland from New England is Deion Lewis, the running back, and I think he's a decent power back. Free agency is going to be different, though. With Chucky there, I'm a little nervous as to seeing who we pick up, but it's an open book right now. They're saying that anything – anybody can be cut, so I think that's good and bad, but it makes people want to step up and prove that they're worth, So, even Amari Cooper, man, hey, we're watching you, bud. You lead the league in drops. You need to step it up. You're a big name, but you your hands are covered in butter every day. So, get it together. Another one to keep an eye out is Crabtree. Will they keep Crabtree? I think Crabtree is a good player, and I think they could use him well, and I don't think he's getting too old or anything. I think he still has some good years in him, and I think he'd fit perfectly into Chucky's offense, but who knows? He was really upset at the end of last year, but with the coaching changes, I think that's going to be a good thing, and he'd probably want to stick around. He knows his offense. He's going to get a lot of targets next year if he sticks around, but who knows where, if he gets a, he could get a big contract from somebody else that's looking for a decent receiver that can catch and get some of that yak, so who knows in that sense. And Seth Roberts can be gone. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do on offense. Walford is another one I could see going. But I think Walford's a big, big guy in Gruden's offense when they had Ricky Dudley. And I think Randall Williams were their tight ends back then. And I think, that white guy, what was he? I forget his name. But they used him pretty well, I thought. He used his tight ends. I mean, the West Coast, you got to use your tight ends. And a big guy like Walford. But I just don't think – I think they're using Walford more as a blocking tight end. But I think he's got big playability. I mean, even in Miami, he had big playability. In college, that's what was exciting when they picked him up, you know. But I'm not sure how that's going to go because I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think it's his third or fourth year, and he hasn't really shown anything. Got rid of Rivera, and I thought he was a bigger playmaker than Walford, and I think that was kind of a nod to Walford, like, you're going to come out and do plays for us. But we already know how that offense was running last year. It was just kind of a weird, I don't know what the hell I am type offense. So it's whatever. But one thing that does worry me about Gruden is the way, you know, I'm excited, you know, he's got fire, that's good, but I keep hearing things about, like, you know, Mike Tice, he left, and one of his things he did, like, tweet about or talk about was, hey, these kids these days don't want to be coached, you know. And I know it's the evolution of generations and the mixing of generations in the NFL, but that's kind of a, maybe they didn't respect him. That could have been it. I'm not sure. But with Gruden, I guess the proof is in the pudding, I guess. You've seen what he can do. They know the Rich Gannon days, and they can think back, okay, and they could look at game film like, dude, this offense was fire with, I don't want to say a bunch of garbage guys, but not, I mean, they did have Hall of Famers and like Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, but they had Jerry Porter. They had Ricky Dudley. They had Charlie Garner, Tyrone Wheatley. I mean, they did this without, I know they had the year where Kaufman was there, but when he left, that's their Super Bowl year. Callahan was there with, he was there with pretty much Chucky's team. I mean, that was Chucky's team, but they had a high-powered offense with, not a bunch of big names, but if you think about who we got, our Jerry Rice type guy, I don't want to compare Crabtree to Jerry Rice, of course not, but ironically, he did come from San Francisco too, but that's, he could be the Jerry Rice. And then Tim Brown, we don't really have an older wide receiver that's been there for a long, long time, but you know, you could throw Amari Cooper in that spot, you know, and the Jerry Porter could be the Seth Roberts. And I mean, I think the weapons are there if they don't mix it up too much. But yeah, you're going to have to get younger guys. You're going to have to get some guys in the draft that can make plays, maybe some steals in there late. They get a good draft pick early. I think they're going to go defense with it because they do need linebackers. Linebackers where we do need depth. I think we got younger guys, which is good, but at the same time, you got younger guys, which can be bad because they just don't know. Keeping Bowman, I think, is going to be a big, big, big focus. I think they should keep him for at least a year or two. I know he's older, but that's a guaranteed tackler, you know. He's a playmaker. He can make plays, especially with the guys around him that can help him out. So we'll keep an eye out on that free agency. I mean, as free agency arrives and the draft around the corner, not really around the corner, a couple months away, but still, you know, where are we going to go with it? You got the Carl Joseph in the back. They still got Reggie Nelson back there, who's getting older, getting up there in age. And cornerbacks is going to be a focus. I think they'll make a big splash free agency-wise, cornerback-wise, because the draft hasn't really, you know, really worked out for us. So, but, I mean, Chucky did draft Charles Woodson, so, but I don't know where they're going to go in the draft. It can go any way. I think free agency is going to be a big splash. I think they're going to look for defensive tackles, get that push inside, help Irvin and Mac out if Irvin even stays. Making sure we can get, you know, cornerbacks, maybe a safety there with Joseph. I think they'll keep Joseph around. They got to keep him around. He's a good young talent. I feel like he can do really well with the right pass rush. I mean, any safety could do well, but free agency, I think defensive tackle, cornerback, safety question mark, but definitely linebacker. I think they'll get another maybe 2 year back to linebacker, 3 year guy, maybe a guy that's in a contract year from college, that's a pretty decent player that can jump in. I don't think a super veteran, but somebody with a couple years under his belt, maybe 3 to 5 years, somebody that knows how to play against the pass. And yeah, we'll see, because the defense is definitely going to be a focus. I mean, if the offense is going to be scoring all day, which is what I assume, the defense is going to be on the field pretty often. So they got to have playmakers, people that can just make good enough plays. And if you're playing with a lead, that's good, because they can make the turnovers quickly and stuff and get off the field and give it back to the offense. But again, at the same time, your defense is out there a lot. So it puts pressure on the other team's offense, which is good, and making them have to take shots that they don't want to take. But in today's NFL, I mean, you got teams that are like, you know, even Pittsburgh had a pretty decent defense, and Jacksonville had a decent defense, but those guys are putting up 40, 50 points in playoff games. I mean, so you could see it happening, like the 2002, 2001 season, where a lot of those games were up in the high points, 30, 40 points area, you know, winning 38 to 41 or something like that, you know. So that's going to be a big focus. I'm excited to see how the offseason does and see what Chucky does and what Reggie McKenzie and Chucky putting their minds together will do to get us some big playmakers. That's the big key, is get playmakers, people that get the ball and do something big with them, you know. So it's going to be a fun offseason, I think, and hopefully they stay the course and focus on those big playmaker guys. And, you know, if Philly can go to the Super Bowl, I think we definitely have a chance. It's just the AFC is it's tough with the Patriots there. You know, they're not gonna take any steps back next year. You know how they're gonna be, unless Brady leaves or something, which I doubt will happen, or Belichick retires, which I doubt will happen. So I think they're gonna go for another run, and we'll see how that pans out. But we gotta be in the mix with them. And I think the division's going to be interesting with Alex Smith leaving KC. Denver doesn't have a quarterback. Freaking Chargers have a good defense, but their offense is kind of like, we don't even know really what Chargers we're getting. And, you know, Phillip Rivers wants that ring, but that team is just so up and down, you don't really know. So it's going to be we talked about we should have won the division last year at the beginning of the year, but you don't win the division in the first 4 or 5 weeks. You got to play 16 weeks, 17 weeks of football and win the division. And we still haven't got a division title, even the year that we did really well. So we'll see how it goes. But let's see how this off season goes, and we can keep our heads high and hope for the best.